we made a public disclosure that usually in this time of the year, this is the time we have celebrations. This is the time a lot of marriages will happen. This is the time a lot of masquerades will be done all over the country. And amidst the Ebola virus we are containing, we don't want to reverse the gains we have been making over the past, particularly 10 days, with the numbers fluctuating between 58, 37, 27, etc. So that is why we have already consulted with the experts that we should whip up the campaign of people avoiding body contact as a way of mitigating the further spread and infection of new cases. So that is why we have decided as a government that we needed to announce these public measures. And already, some other districts in the country are even doing what we call clustered quarantining voluntarily. Some districts like Kono, some districts like Potsloko, some districts like Tonkolili, they have decided that effective last week, vehicles are not entering or leaving those areas at all. This is all measures being put to feed into the national Ebola response plan of mitigating the spread of virus through new infections.
Isn't this another round of anti-Ebola curfews or quarantine or lockdown, if you may, that the government implemented a couple of months back?
Well, for us, though, we believe, and you must know, Sierra Leone is one of the most tolerant countries when it comes to respecting religion. That is why we have even said in the past, since the president proclaimed the public state of emergency last July, that no public gathering should be promoted. But yet still people go to the church and they provide sermons. And they also promote body contact messages out people can avoid them. So which means on Christmas Day, people can still go to the church. We are working with the Interreligious Council of Sierra Leone so that they can promote best practices that will avoid people interacting unnecessarily. And this is where we think the only focus here is we don't want masquerades. We don't want those normal festivities as if we are in a normal situation. For us, and so far, the message has been received very well by the public. In fact, we received a lot of phone calls, text messages, commending the government for such a decision. Because particularly in the Western area, where we are recording spikes of new cases on a daily basis, compared to the rest of the country, it has been a welcome idea so far.
Now, when will this banning or this new measure be implemented? Exactly when will it begin?
Well, it's going to be on the eve of Christmas, around the 20th. Some people have already going to the shops because we dispatch people to see how many people are interacting, going to do the shopping. So as of today, when the announcement was made yesterday, a lot of people have already started stockpiling foodstuff and other essential commodities so that they can avoid the rush come to the few days towards Christmas. So we're expecting that effective around the 20th or so, people will start to respect that they must limit the interaction in public places because we have already come to a conclusion that the security apparatus will be deployed all over the country, which included the police and the military, so that we make sure that there is compliance.
Now, who is it, the police or for that matter, will there be all other security agencies teaming up with the police to enforce this ban?
Absolutely. Already we have a deployment of security forces all over the country. But what we are now going to do is those that are on standby for that particular festivities around this period, melting up to the New Year's, we are going to beef up security just to make sure while the police are enforcing it, they are also there to maintain the general peace and security of the country. And, of course, the military will be complementing their efforts as well, just to make sure people can still recognize the festivities but in a very modest way, without interfering with the measures being put in place by the Ministry of Health and Sanitation towards mitigating the spread of the Ebola virus disease.